Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. Welcome to my overview for the waxing cycle that will take us through the end of 2019 and into 2020. This is, of course, not just a transition from one year to another, but from one decade to another. This is a time of endings and beginnings, and during this particular 2-week cycle, from the new moon to the full, we are in a particular kind of transition where we are leaving some things behind, heading toward new things, but not able to see the shape of what will come, or even in some ways to understand what it is we're leaving behind. For we are also in a much larger cycle of transition where we are about to experience in the year 2020 both the conjunction between Saturn and Pluto and at the end of 2020 the conjunction between Saturn and Jupiter. I will say something about Saturn and Pluto in today's overview, but I will wait and talk about Saturn and Jupiter at later times, but just so that you know that your sense that this is an in-between time and both the past and the future are shadowy at this point, it's not just you. This is where we are. This is how things are right now. Our last new moon in Capricorn was conjunct Jupiter and the South Node and was an annular solar eclipse. A dark time, dark in the sense of there not being light, not necessarily dark in the sense of bad, because sometimes we need these darker times to be within, to look at what our ordinary sight cannot see. And this theme is going to carry through this entire waxing cycle. A waxing cycle is when the light grows, the light specifically of the moon. Coming from the dark of a new moon to the luminous arc of the crescent moon and growing from there to full. While we will see the increasing moon, we have already welcomed the crescent moon last night, we are heading for a full moon that is also an eclipse. So in this instance, we are moving from the extra dark of a new moon eclipse into the dark of a full moon eclipse. This is okay. This is natural. It's also very resonant with this time of year, particularly in the Northern Hemisphere, when we are in a darker time of year. Right now, we are heading towards the end of the winter holidays, and I hope yours have been enjoyable and fruitful and insightful, however you celebrate them. We are now in the in-between period of this way of looking at the year as well. This was often a time, for example, when there would be festivities that included misrule, when the king would become the lowest, and the serving classes would rule. This was a time of upending normal social relationships, of jesting, of satire, and of mixing up what normally happened. This is also a time of endings and beginnings. We are ending our ordinary day calendar. And I say it that way because we actually live with a lot of different calendars. January 1st isn't really a fiscal year anymore. It's not the zodiacal year, which begins when the sun enters Aries and we have the spring equinox. And it's not the academic year, but it is our calendar year. And in this instance, it's especially weighty because we're moving into a new decade. And that decade will be initiated by a conjunction between Saturn and Pluto. This will happen, according to the lunar calendar, after the full moon, but still within the full moon cycle. The full moon will arrive, and then before we reach the disseminating moon, we will experience that conjunction. So the eclipse, the lunar eclipse that arrives at the full moon, is a harbinger of that aspect as well. There is much to be read and listened to and explored about this conjunction, and I will not attempt in this brief overview to review or summarize all of that. What I will say is that we are in a very Cancer-Capricorn opposition time, the polarity of the traditional masculine and feminine, traditional authority and nurturing, a time that has already called us and will continue to call us to a new understanding, a new orientation, a new way of embodying and living these two archetypes. Saturn is Capricorn in many respects. He fully embodies and expresses the best and sometimes the worst of Capricorn. Cardinal Earth, which is a yin sign, and so deep and slow and sometimes stubborn. This is our structures, the ones that support our physical life. This is boundaries, the understanding that in a physical life, we can't actually do all the things all the time. And when this becomes toxic, it gets controlling and restrictive in ways that interfere with our right to express who we are in the world. The role of Pluto is to come along and show where foundations are not strong, not secure, not right. And so his role is to reward success, reward secure foundations, and break the ones that are not. This is not personal. It is not mean. It is not vindictive. It is a recognition that sometimes things were not built right, or perhaps were built right for a previous time and are no longer the right structure for the time where we are now. This is challenging. It can be difficult. It is also necessary. And we are in a lead up to that now, beginning with the crescent moon that we welcomed last night. This 45-degree aspect is a challenge, and it's the first one that we're facing after the new moon. At the crescent moon, we're ready to move ahead toward our new moon goals, and yet we may trip over something, a place where we are less than prepared, or where we have not completely dealt with something from the past. In this cycle, perhaps what we trip over is the realization that there are things going on that we can't see, don't understand, and can't hope to control. This is challenging. This creates a sense of pressure. During this period, we may feel both held in, hemmed in, unable to move, and exhilarated, like something amazing is about to happen and we want to be there for it. Both of those, alternating between the two, are all okay. We want to keep moving step by step in a careful, pragmatic way. On December 31st, in the morning, 5:30 in the morning in my Eastern time zone, the waxing sextile will arrive. This easy-flowing aspect between the sun and moon will offer a moment of respite and insight. The moon will be in Pisces. I'm phrasing the message of this waxing sextile as choosing peace. This sextile moon is conjunct Neptune. And so one of the ways we could choose to deal with the sense of pressure is to zone out. Just do something else, not pay attention, withdraw. Some of that is okay, and some of that might be needed. But the deeper invitation is to choose to be with whatever is happening for you, whatever is happening in the world, and to choose to be with it in peace. Meditation, body work, music, movement, whatever helps you find that sense of balance and welcoming acceptance, that's what we're going for. We reach the first quarter moon, and the moon is in Aries. This is the real challenge. This is the sense that, oh my God, we have to do something, and we have to do something now, because there's just too much. We've got to jump. We've got to deal. And yet, with the moon at 12 Aries squaring the sun at 12 Capricorn, this moon is also squaring the nodes of the moon. There's a sense, a pressure to jump, to move, to do a thing. And I'm reading this first quarter as the challenge being not to wait, not to give in to the Aries push, the Aries drive, to leap first and look later, to shoot first and ask questions later, but to continue what we learned at the sextile and choose to be present, fully present with what's going on, but not take precipitate action. When we reach the waxing trine, we also have a moment of insight. And this trine moon is in Taurus. Here we can indeed wait. Here we can understand that rushing breaks things. That rushing, in fact, won't help. And that we can wait for what will come. When we reach the gibbous moon, the square and a half between the sun and moon, the moon is at one Gemini and is opposite Mars, who will have entered Sagittarius. So now we again feel the urge to do something, to reach for something, but it's less about action and more about exploration. Gemini Sag wants to know, wants to bring in new, wants to connect, but won't feel the same urge to do a thing that the Aries moon did. So here I think we will begin to see flashes of light, of insight, of inspiration, a hand reaching that we can grab and form a circle, a community, to move together into the full moon, which at this time when we have been living with and experiencing so much across the Cancer and Capricorn axis, is like coming full circle. At the full moon and sun will be at 20, which means that this Cancerian moon is opposing all the big things. Mercury will be conjunct the sun, and with Saturn and Pluto already at 22, the asteroid Ceres at 21, this is a very tight configuration, all opposed by the full moon, who is in eclipse. I will be doing a longer essay and podcast about this full moon, but would say now that this will be a full moon where the illumination we experience will be inner, where the most important insight and illumination we can gain will be about where we are relative to the world and the cosmos. Because not long after, we will experience that conjunction between Saturn and Pluto, which we are already in at the full moon. This conjunction, which we've all heard so much about, is not a, we're not there, we're not there, we're not there, we're there, and then it's over. Rather, this is something that has been building for some time, something we have been feeling for some time. Astrologers and others in the world will be paying a lot of attention to what happens in and around the moment, the time of the conjunction. And yet this is such an important inflection that what we need to see about it may well not be apparent for some time to come. This too, I feel, is what is signaled by the fact that we are moving in this waxing cycle from an eclipse to an eclipse. Pay attention. Be at peace with what is coming up. Choose your orientations and your actions carefully. And be curious, be interested about what will unfold for all of us in the time ahead. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you a happy new year, a happy new decade, and an illuminating and interesting and insightful waxing cycle as we move from new to full. As always, thank you for listening.